Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, we are smack dab in the middle of football season. The Steelers have a big game in Chicago on Sunday, but now that everyone has either read about it, heard about it, talked about it with their friends, let's give you a chance to weigh in on that Jeff Passan story, the biggest baseball insider, on the heels of Paul Skene saying, I'm staying here because we're going to turn it around. I'm not begging my agent to orchestrate a trade to the Yankees. This reminds me of Air Force. Doesn't remind me of LSU, Chris. It reminds me of Air Force, where no one gave us a chance and we ended up winning the Mountain West Championship. And then after I did that, I ended up leaving for greener pastures.
Now then I felt like the work was done.
But we're not there yet. I have unfinished business in Pittsburgh, and he believes it can happen. You also heard Ken Rosenthal there. If Jeff Passan is Adam Schefter in football terms, to put it in a way people understand. Ken Rosenthal is, I know this guy's no longer with us, but he's like Chris Mortensen.
Yep.
He's the MLB insider who's been doing it probably the longest.
The OG.
And he's saying kind of the same thing. They want to be aggressive. The Pirates are telling agents they want to spend a little bit. So now we've got two people who are more plugged in than anybody else in the industry saying, yes, this Pirates offseason will be different. And I've got some things I want to say in terms of maybe filling in some blanks. I cast a very wide net when it came to people that are connected to the Pirates in terms of how they felt about this Passan story.
Okay.
But just in general, I want to take the temperature of you two guys and our listeners at 412-928-9370. Are you getting excited about the offseason now?
Not really, no. I think there's been like a tension created actually by this in a way, or like an expectant tension. Like when you, this is going to be a bad analogy because obviously the Pirates are not this team, but in a very narrow sense, you know how when Alabama was at their peak under Saban, it was just like, well, you better win the national title, like, or else what the hell are you doing here? I feel a little bit like that now that this is out there from Passan, who is a hostile reporter to them, I would say normally. I think he finds the way they typically do business to be distasteful and like unbecoming of how a team should act. Now that it's out there from a normal enemy of yours that you're trying to do this, now it's all like the Judge Smales bit from Caddyshack. Well, we're waiting. And if you don't do anything, it'll absolutely feel like a worse letdown because somebody who would never just, I think, drink your company punch and put it out there to the masses to make you look better is saying you really are trying to do this. If you really are trying to do this for like the first time in forever to realize what you have around you and what you have on your roster, the Cy Young winner who's probably only going to get better, and you're trying to augment it and you fail, then it's going to be like a failure of will, and it's going to be just as bad. I think there's been an odd little bit of tension actually created by this.
Donnie, how about you? You're allowing yourself to get even a little bit excited. Don't have to be over the moon. Don't have to be doing naked cartwheels. Don't have to be running around your neighborhood.
Starkey?
Yeah, after drinking olive oil, riding a bike naked, or any of that stuff. Are you getting a little bit more excited now?
No. And I do think that what Chris said is true. Like now, if they go out there and they have their typical offseason, it's going to piss even more people off than it did before.
Well, I guess what I'm asking you is, though, are you still predicting them to have the same old Pirates offseason?
Yes.
You are. So then this is really going to blow up in their face then.
I do think it is. I think this is the problem. I think they actually...
We got some cynics in this room, and I really can't blame you guys.
I think
it is going to be an offseason that's a lot like Pirates trade deadlines of the past, where it's going to be a whole lot of, well, we tried for this guy. You guys got to give us, you know... Like, you guys got
to
give us
don't even go
effort.
Back to the Pirates trade deadline. You're saying this is an Omar Khan Steelers
yeah,
trade
or
deadline
it could be
free
like
agency?
That. Like, hey, okay. Guys, we tried. You got to give us.
I just,
there.
I do think
so. They spend no money, but they were the runner up and they were close on
that's
every
not
going to
be good enough, man. Like, if
always
it,
the
no,
bride,
it's going to make
never
people super pissed off.
I really do think
they're not going to get points for that with people.
Here's another analogy. I said before this past season, or even like earlier than that in Skeens' career, I said having him is actually going to be more curse than blessing because if they lose with him being this good, it's going to enrage people that they have such a great all-time talent.
And if they lose with him without going out and spending money and getting
yes,
better players,
makes it
it's going to make it even worse. But yes.
I'll make the analogy again to who reported it, which I think matters here. If it's somebody that normally doesn't like you saying, no, you're trying,
yep,
and that makes people like me who usually would brush off or slough off these reports as self-serving say, no, there's something to this. If you fail after even your biggest critics say you are trying, I think it makes you look even worse.
All right. I am going to give you kind of the consensus response I've gotten from people connected to the Pirates about this story, their reaction to it. And then you could take that with a grain of salt, obviously. But if their prediction on what is going to happen is accurate, I want you to tell me if you would start to get excited, okay?
All right.
So no one I talk to believes that any of the stuff in this story is going to happen. No one thinks Schwarber's coming here. No one thinks any of the Japanese import sluggers are coming here. No one thinks Connor Griffin is going to start with the Pirates on opening day. One additional thing I would add to that is, and I think this is important, I don't think the Schwarber thing comes from the Pirates at all. I don't think that no one told me this like in these direct words or like exact words. I don't think that part of it they're thrilled with because of what you said, Chris. That kind of planted a seed.
They're really in on this guy. That would be a huge...
That they're going after Moby Dick here.
Yeah.
Okay?
That would be a humongous boon to the franchise as far as excitement, production, and everything else.
He would need to have his market completely dry up and be available for an amount of money that would shock and surprise all of us for him to come here. And they know that that's not going to happen. And I think people around the team know that, like, these, I guess I would put it this way. These shoot for the moon things are just not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I did get a lot of shoot for the moon, land in the stars.
Oh.
And
Beanie Siegel wrote a rap about that one.
And a couple different ways this was described to me. Best offseason ever under Bob Nutting. Lots of moves. Names you'll actually recognize, and this is the kicker, definitely a long-term deal. Not Michael A. Taylor for 1 year, not Yasmani Grandal for 1 year, not Carlos Santana for 1 year, even better than Aroldis Chapman for 1 year. Like, my own read on this is a middle kind of third bowl of porridge. Not what Passan said. Not last year's offseason, something in the middle. And I wonder how Pirates fans would react if we got something in the middle. It's better than anything we've seen before. Heck, it might even be better than what they did going into the 14 offseason and the 15 offseason and the 16 offseason after they won 98 games. Better than all of those things, but obviously not what this article...
Have the people that have told you this stuff intimated that it'll happen mostly via trade or via actual free agent signings?
I think both.
Well, here's the risk. Hold on. Now, here's the reason I ask that question. If it happens via trade, I think there is absolutely a worry and a belief that they'll make like a true baseball trade where both sides are supposed to benefit.
Yeah.
And they will get the extremely short end of the stick.
Well, I think money's going to go out the door, too. I think Mitch Keller is going to get traded. And he might even get traded for pennies on the dollar. But I think they're going to do things that they perceive will be outside of their usual comfort zone. But not spending $35 million a year on a guy. But might they sign somebody to, I'll just throw something out there. Might they sign somebody to like a 2-year, $40 million deal? Or 2-year, $50 million deal? Maybe.
So something like the Naylor deal, just shorter term.
Yeah.
For average annual value.
And maybe still, you know, $15, $20, $25 million a year. Something along those lines. And that's obviously way, way better than what we're accustomed to seeing in the first 2 years of the Paul Skeens experiment. But it's not this.
I think if they did that, the middle bowl of porridge, you don't get a moonshot, but you saw this idea, and man, it's like very broadly stated. Signing and or trading for recognizable names, adding payroll, paying somebody, let's say, $20 to $25 million annually.
And not just old fogies with the
no,
other thing
like
I heard.
Somebody who's actually like good. People who would, what I'm sensing from the people you've talked to is they think it'll move the needle.
Yes.
I do think Pirates fans, I'm going to go to one of my favorites here, Pony. You're handed a pretty plain, maybe a little decent ham sandwich after you haven't eaten for weeks. You're in the desert. It's going to taste pretty good to fans at that point. It would be doing that. Give a starving man a ham sandwich. They're going to eat it like it's a 7-course meal at a Michelin star restaurant.
Yeah. And my response to that would be, that's an improvement on things.
Yeah.
But I would not.
I wouldn't congratulate them for it because they have Skeens for a limited amount of time here. And
yes,
I think this is the time to push your chips
yes, but
really
I feel,
hard
but
into
I
the
feel
middle.
Like two things can be true there. Like, do they deserve to get all kinds of praise lumped on them for doing what every team should do in that situation? No, they probably don't. Would I get excited for it because, A, I think it gives them a chance and makes the team better. In B, I've just been so used to getting kicked in the balls that something like that would be such a breath of fresh air? Absolutely. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes, I would.
I would be happy that something happened. I feel like I would just wonder about it being in half measures. And if more of it happened via trade, I would be very apprehensive that they were going to get the wrong end of these trades.
Donnie,
how
about
you? That part of it is very real.
You're the host of Bucko Talk. You used to be a...
You're
Donnie, full Pirates fan.
Donnie, take off that football sweatshirt and put on your hat that
but
says, my name is Don
like
Chedrick.
You sound like a very beaten down man here with them. You really
How
do.
How can you not be?
I know.
I mean, there's some psychic.
But for a long time, you fought those people.
Think of all the psychic scarring that's gone on hosting Bucko Talk, hearing from Greg in Youngstown every week.
You used to argue with the cynics and stuff when you were in high school and college. You used to push back on the skeptics. Now you've become one. You've become Ron Cook.
Yeah, it's like that.
Let's pump the brakes here, Pony. I've seen Donnie pay for a drink.
Yes. And I don't complain about trips I go on.
Anyway.
Yeah?
If they got, like, the middle bowl, what you're saying, yeah, I mean, I think that's at least, like, something. Like, that is at least a little bit of an effort. And I fear that with the story that's out there, they are already putting expectations high when people had them very low. So maybe that is part of the strategy of, well, they're not going to end up getting Kyle Schwarber or anybody of that tier, a guy that can clobber 50 home runs a season. But hey, maybe they can actually pull in somebody that hits 25 to 30.
I don't think oversell and underdeliver is a very good
It's not a good
strategy.
Business strategy. Not even a little bit.
Well, especially when you have worn on your fans for how long?
They'd be better off having pass and say nothing's going to happen, and then they surprise us with these B-level free agents.
You've given your fans 3 good seasons out of the last 3-plus decades.
But I had somebody describe it to me as they expect this to be the best offseason ever under Bob Nutting. And it's just a flurry of moves with guys we know.
They're going to add people you know that you recognize and that you understand are actually good baseball players.
And this whole discussion about ever since, you know, Ivan Nova, they haven't signed anybody to a long-term deal. That's going to end in the next couple of months. They're going to do
just
it.
Feels, there is a part of me that says this all feels like a slightly more gussied up version of Bob Nutting saying, we have an urgent need to win, and Ben Cherington saying, urgency, 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 and then it's the old...
Well, that's the other part of it. You need a GM meme that can pull it off, too.
Well, yes,
is he
going
to feel comfortable spending a little bit more than he's used to? Because he always seems to want to get the best trade and get the best deal.
Also, is Bob's going to deputize a guy that he just watched take whatever his budget was for last year for the most part and just spend it on analysts and nerds and not actual players and try to win in the margins? And he's going to say, you know what? You failed miserably. The team was worse. We're going to have our biggest offseason yet. And you are a big reason why.
I'm just going to throw out a pretty generic question and hope that you guys care. Are Pirates fans getting excited about this offseason now? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. Do you think good things are going to happen? We're also going to give away in the next segment a $25 gift card to Rival in Fox Chapel, Waterworks, and Collier Town Square. We were just at Collier Town Square last night for our Fan versus the Fans contest. The fans whipped our ass. They were great.
We went down in flames.
We got absolutely murdered. We collapsed in the end.
The gales of November came for us in the second half of that game. We took water.
Here's your chance to call in now. And the way it works is pretty simple. Instead of us asking you trivia questions like Austin was doing last night, you ask one to us. You pick who you want to ask it to. Me, Malzi, Donnie. And if you stump us and get it right and we get it wrong, you will win a $25 gift card to Rival. So 412-928-9370 to play that game, too. Text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Person in your law firm, they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. One more housekeeping thing. YouTube. We're live there right now. We have an eclectic group, cult-like following there that you can be a part of and comment on the show while you're watching. We're also now on X full-time. So if you're scrolling through Twitter and you want to watch the show and listen to the show, and you can't get to a regular radio, you can do it there. And the cool thing I discovered with that is, if you want to scroll and look at other things on Twitter,
it stays there pinned.
Yes. Yes, it does. Yeah. So if you can go to our pages at the top of it, Donnie, pin that.
Yeah.
But I clicked on the live.
Like the thing that says is hosting?
Yeah. So I clicked on that, and it didn't just give me a full screen.
Gives you the little window in the
corner. It moved it down to the bottom, and I could still...
That's right.
Navigate Twitter and get my
It's like picture in picture.
And stuff.
I also think people should just blast it on their work speakers. Expose them all to the PM team.
Well, that's what they do at cheerleaders.
I think they should
What, Donnie? The ladies down there, that's how they get ready for their job.
That's according to what you've told us.
They
pipe
soft rock
up.
Into the department stores.
They love the hodgepodge of nothingness.
They should be piping like the Donnie football debrief into department stores. Oh, you're shopping for some nice gifts for the holiday season? Well, the football guy's got a story
they
for
loved
you.
Our caller Dorian yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah, couldn't get enough of him. They also like Starkey when he makes noises on the air.
All right, Aaron Rodgers' status still up in the air for Sunday.
Man, that one is so bad.
Why is Donnie laughing in there? Why are you loving that so much? If I interrupted your headlines by just making fart noises or baby noises, I don't think you'd be thrilled
with
it.
I'm surprised he's actually gotten better with it, Donnie, because that one, when it was the two of us together, me and Joe, it was this.
I've kind of grown used to it from the Fridays.
Does he do that to you?
Anytime I see him going to stretch, I know we got one coming.
He's got one brewing in there.
Yeah, he has one warming up in the pen.
Sorry, Ron.
But why is his mic always on when he does it?
I think he does it as an obvious and intentional bit. I think he does it.
You agree?
I think he thinks he's being funny.
Sometimes
kind of
that... Sometimes the mic's not even on. It just gets, yeah. It might get picked up from across the room. Now that one is too loud.
Oh, the other one that he would do is
that
this.
That sounded bad. That sounded like something's wrong.
So he's like a huge germaphobe, right? And I was always amazed by this pony. He would go, and like sneeze right on the mic. And then he'd go, Ron, touch this mic. It's disgusting.
Like, there's no way if I just played that audio and you didn't know who it was, and I just said, identify who or what that is. No one is saying 60-year-old
man. They'd say, is that Ace or Lennox? Is that one of your
kids? And by
kids?
The way, happy birthday, Lennox. Turned 7
big
today.
7 for Lennox today. Very excited. All also, right. Your daughter, by the way, a delight last night. She made a public appearance.
Yeah.
headbutting me and just giggling like uncontrollably. I picked her up. I said, hi, Stella, because, you know, I'm Uncle Malzy.
She did say you had a big head later.
And she just kept headbutting me right on the nose over and over again and thought it was the greatest game ever.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for the Fan versus the Fans. Call in now and flex your intellectual muscle. 412-928-9370. Show the guys how much you know by stumping them with a trivia question that will bring them to their knees and cause their sports minds to explode.
You can listen to the PM Team On Demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. You can watch us on YouTube and X. This is called The Fan versus the Fans. Yes, Malzy.
Our buddy Hoagie, the Starkey noises you played just now truly sounded like a baby goat in distress. I actually agree that it did sound like a farm animal from Joe. Play it one more time. That sounds like... Ma, Pa, you gotta come quick. The goat's caught in the fence. It's gonna die. Listen, it's an agony.
Man.
Yeah, it's very odd, but that's him. It's very authentic.
Do you think that's a quirk that goes back to his early days as a human, or do you think he developed that over time?
I think there's a lot of harmless neuroses, and that's one of them. I think Joe is just, I think he contains multitudes.
So he would get in trouble in school. The teacher would be giving a lesson on something, and he would just go,
Well, I know that early in life, I think his Joe's mother, who when I met her and his father years ago, was like just the nicest, sweetest lady, and you could not have imagined that Joe came from those two people, like personality-wise. I think she sent him to, what is it called, Montessori school, where it's like a very different approach to like early childhood learning, I want to say.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of Joe's quirks were probably just encouraged and certainly not like tamped down. Mm. And I think that they have, I mean, consider this place. Joe is that way, but Joe's very successful, and everyone just lets Joe be Joe. That's the dream.
Here is Russ in Greensburg. Hello, Russ.
Russ, can you take us off speaker, brother?
Hey, yep. Sorry, yep, there you go.
All right, what do you got, Russ?
Okay. First of all, I'm so disgusted by the Pirates.
there's no way in the world we're going to sign Kyle Schwarber or anybody of that type of caliber.
Right.
What the Pirates are doing is just pure evil, because you're building up the hope of a fan
pure
base.
Pure evil?
I think a guy, it's evil, because I'm thinking of guys like Chuck in Uniontown who are diehards, who might have their hope up, and it's going to be swept out from under the rug. You know that. I know that. I mean, let's face it. We're not going
but what
to
if
see
they
anybody.
Signed, but what if they signed generic brand version of Kyle Schwarber?
Couldn't that have been Josh Naylor?
It could have been, but, you know, we tried and we failed to get him. That's the same
story we've
been hearing
for decades. Russ, do you believe that they tried to get Naylor, though? Because I always like to ask, do people believe it now because it's coming from Passan, or do they still not think it actually even occurred?
Well, Passan runs the Pirates into the ground, so I do have a little bit of confidence that they may have tried, but I think they lowballed it knowing that he was going to get somewhere
they
between
did, well,
90 and 100
now,
million.
Hold on. To be fair, to
thanks,
what
Russ.
Jeff said, though, to what Jeff reported, they didn't really lowball it. They offered him more money, according to Passan's reporting, by a lot per year.
They just
than
didn't
the
want to give
did.
The long-term
They didn't
money.
Go term. And I think that's a legitimate distinction to make, because if you're Naylor, he's 28, I believe, Pony.
He just had a kid. He missed games in the World
if
Series.
He,
or, yeah,
in the
ALCS.
LCS. If he wanted to try to bet on himself, you would take that Pirates offer legitimately, Pony. Because then you'd hit
again.
Free agency and do it one more time for another. If say he hit 35 home runs every year here.
Yeah.
He'd make more like 35 on one more last ride deal somewhere else. So I don't want to kill them for that, because I think that was like a legitimate business case to why they wanted to do it one way and he wanted something else.
I think some of the reporting here is coming from the Pirates. I do think that Passan is talking to somebody over there.
But he probably has
he
to be
trusts.
Confirming it on the other end of it too.
But I was just going to say, if he finds out that it was all BS and he was bamboozled by them,
he'd slaughter them for
he's
it.
He's going to go even harder at them.
He would
and they,
slaughter
and they
them
gotta
for
know
it.
That, man.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And they also have to know this. Why would you want just the off-season PR win of having people connect you to guys and then not get those guys and have to deal with the wrath and fury of fans when you come up short? That doesn't make a lot of sense.
I'm with
That's
you.
Not going to help you sell tickets.
I'm with
what are you going to put on a billboard? Hey, we were close, and you're going to put the faces of players that you almost signed?
Wait, have people not sent you the almost signed Josh Naylor fake banners that they've been photoshopping? I've seen a bunch of those. I do. I'm sure they grok.
Donnie,
them,
do you remember when this is going to... Do I want to do an esoteric wrestling reference here? Yes, I do, because I like you two guys. It's like when Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage left WWF, and they like had impersonators, like fake versions of those guys?
Well, so that was more when Kevin Nash and Scott Hall
yeah, they did
left.
Fake Diesel
they did
and fake Razor
yeah. and fake Razor.
So
Ramon.
Are they going to have somebody show up to Pirate Fest who's like, kind of looks like Josh Naylor? Oh, we have
Nosh Jailer.
Nosh Jailer here. Yeah, okay. Here is...
Schweil Korber.
Here's Preston in Bellevue. Hello, Preston.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Preston?
I mean, I know you guys are doing the fan on the fan, but I mostly just called in to
go ahead,
talk about
yeah, fire
Pirates.
Away.
Go ahead.
So the way I feel about it is I don't expect them to have a big off season or really do much. And it mainly comes from the fact that I've spent my whole baseball life getting kicked in the groin by this team. And really thinking that they were going to, you know, make moves when they haven't and things of that nature. So, the way I put it is I think the one thing we have to remember is they're going to trade Mitch Keller. And when they trade Mitch Keller, his contract's going to come off the books. They'll probably make a few signings, maybe a couple bats that we normally wouldn't see them go after. But other than that, I namely think it's going to be a pretty disappointing offseason. They're not going to get anybody like a Kyle Schwarber. I know they offered Josh Naylor. And Malzi, I understand what you're saying about the term. But I still think that free agents look at the Pirates and really think to themselves, like, is that really a place
I
want to go?
I know, but their offer also, like, included the Pirates tax. If you're talking about, what is it, 5 years, $92 million, about 18-plus per, and mm-hmm. they were offering allegedly $25 million in this deal per season. So that is not, like, a small chunk of change either.
So what was it, 3 years, $75 million?
I think it was. I think that's what I saw in Passan's piece, yeah. Because I remember, like, gawking at the number for them. I was like, whoa. Because it was – Because I remember thinking, like, one win above replacement. He was a three-win player last year.
If they signed Josh Naylor to a three-year, $75 million deal, I would have to come on the air and say they're cooking with some gas now.
Well, yeah, and they also... Here's the other thing about Naylor, where it was pretty clearly, like, a certain personal preference. I guess the state of Washington has, like, a sort of a jock tax that's, like, a 7% thing, and it's double what you would have in here in Pennsylvania.
Interesting.
So it sounds like he left money on the table if these were the two finalist offers because he likes being on the Mariners.
JR's in Bethel Park. Hello, JR.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good.
I thought that Donnie was putting me on for the trivia question.
Go ahead.
Who do you want to ask the question to?
Well, I was strategizing about this while I was on hold there for a little bit, and I'm going to go with Donnie.
Okay.
Oh,
Donnie, you're in the crosshairs. What do you got for us, JR?
Well, we went down to the MVP in baseball this year with Cal Raleigh and Aaron Judge.
Yep.
Raleigh being a switch hitter. Who was the last switch hitter in the American League to win the MVP?
I'm fine with this question.
So
it's a toughie, but I'm fine with it.
So
Donnie?
I'm good with it.
I mean, I'm good with the question.
An AL switch hitter. I only know of a couple, really good switch hitting players in the AL that would have been competing for.
I mean, I'm rearing back here, but I'll just say Mantle.
JR?
No. This is a little bit of a different type of MVP because the same guy won the Cy Young and the MVP the same year. I'll give you a hint. 1971.
Wait, do you mean Rookie of the Year in the MVP?
Oh, no. Cy Young and the American and the MVP.
It's a pitcher who
hit
back
as
then,
a switch pit.
And he was a switch hitter as a pitcher.
Oh, that's a good question.
There you go. It was before 1973 when the DH came
right
in with
okay,
Ron Bluegard.
Good call. Who would that have been?
I don't know who it is. He gave me the exact year, and I don't know who it is.
71. That's too early for Oil Can Boyd or somebody goofy like that.
I've got
that,
Catfish Hunter or Jim Palmer in my head,
yeah,
JR.
I think Catfish Hunter might be it.
No? You want me to give it to you?
Yep. Yeah, that's a good question.
Vita Blue.
There you
that
go.
That is a great
one. Put you on hold, JR.
I was thinking of like Mark Teixeira.
So was I, actually. But then I remember that he didn't win it.
Remember he was like a big investor in a site that tried to compete with Twitter called Sports Yapper?
I saw him almost naked at a hotel.
But is
Toronto.
Almost naked?
Yeah, why,
is that underwear or is that towel?
Yeah, like, why would you say, in what setting would you see Mark Teixeira almost naked? Was he just prancing about the halls like he was Joe Starkey?
Me, Parkins,
guys, that's Mark Teixeira!
One of his stoner friends named Mark at the time.
Teixeira, no.
And someone else went up to Toronto.
Okay.
And we stayed at a really nice hotel and we were going to go watch the Braves and Blue Jays play the next 2 days. And he was on the Braves then. And unbeknownst to us, we were staying at the Braves hotel. And I went to go get ice. We were drinking pineapple and vodka, pineapple juice and vodka. I'll never forget that.
Not a bad choice, actually.
And went to the ice area down the hall, the ice maker. And there's a guy there, like with an ace bandage around one of his thighs, a t-shirt on, and like very like boxer briefs, like tight, almost compression ones, like spandex ones almost.
Okay.
And I'm looking at this guy and I'm like, I know this face. And so I had a few pops into me and I just blurted it out. I said, "You're effing Mark Teixeira." And he said, "Yes, I am effing Mark Teixeira."
Kind of a good response by him.
And I think the next thing I said was, "You're really good at baseball, man." And he said, "Thanks."
If he had said, "Thanks, I am really good at baseball," and just done the double dip.
And I'm
there.
Like, this guy is so down to earth. Like, it actually made that like very organic run-in with a professional athlete when I was in my early 20s was a very positive experience because at that point I had two things. I'd been around college athletes at Syracuse and minor league baseball players too. And minor league baseball players, especially at AAA, can be big time jerks, man.
Miserable.
Yeah.
If they're lifers, they're miserable that's their station in
it's
life.
It's hard.
If they're,
it's really
if they're
difficult.
Up and coming star, they don't think they need to give anyone the time of day, I would imagine.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Really tough. Time to chat with one of our favorites. A guy who's been blacklisted from going on the morning show. Tyler Kennedy. Penguin Stanley Cup champ. Is that your decision, Tyler, or is that Crowley's decision? Are you choosing to not talk to them, or is that Adam having beef with you and not inviting you on? Can we get to the bottom of that, please?
I don't know. I'd love to, I think we have a funny relationship, me and Crowley. But again, these are my spots, right? Yeah. The afternoon at 2:35 with you guys, and then Thursday mornings from 10 to 11.
With Joe, yeah. And notably, again, nothing in there with Adam Crowley. I think you and Crowley at first had a good relationship, a couple good moments, and then it was all downhill from there, Tyler.
Yeah, I guess so.
Has Joe done the following when you've been in studio with him? That was him yawning on the air yesterday.
Yes, I've heard that multiple times. And I've actually seen Bob do it mimicking him, so it's even funnier.
Where would Joe rank if you were ranking him against all of your teammates? Because I'm sure you don't have to name names here.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, if you want to name names, that would actually be cool. Joe's a strange bird, but we like him. Who's the strangest guy you ever played hockey with on a team, professionally?
Oh boy. Not strange, but different. You know, like when you think about it, we get
quirky
guys,
like a quirky dude.
The guy that was probably the most different was probably Brent Burns, from all the different stuff he'd had, from the snakes to, like, you know, carrying the big pack sack to having the Vitamax shaker and just doing a bunch of different stuff. He was probably the guy that was like probably the most interesting to talk to and be around.
He collected snakes.
Yes. He had a bunch of different snakes. He's like, loves animals. Like, he's got a bunch of dogs, snakes, like reptiles. Like, he's a reptile kind of guy. But he was so fun to be around because he had, again, a lot of just different interests than the usual hockey player. For quirky and different like that, it's hard to bring any names into it. You know, again,
is Sid the most superstitious player that you've ever played with?
Because
I always like the hockey superstitions, which I think are far and away the strangest among all the four major sports in this country.
Yeah, like obviously Sid has like so many different routines and superstitions, but the problem with Sid, and he's played for so long, and he's been so successful. So I don't think there's a problem with his superstitions.
Sure.
If he wasn't doing good, or, you know, again, usually you do superstitions when they work and you feel good when you do them. And for Sid, they've been working for 21 years. He's a Hall of Famer, one of the best to ever play. So it's hard to call a guy out when he's that good.
All right, here's some breaking Penguins news, TK. Good thing we have you on. This is from Pierre LeBrun, who was the guy that had that scoop about Sid and his agent from back at the meetings in Vegas before the season started. He is reporting that Evgeny Malkin and Kyle Dubas are going to have a sit-down during the Olympic break, because I don't think Russia is allowed to play in the Olympics still with everything that's going on politically. So Malkin and Dubas going to sit down and have a conversation about his future with the organization. What do you think Malkin wants out of that conversation, TK?
Maybe clarity on what's going to happen next year. I think it's just good to have good communication with the GM. So everyone knows where they're standing. And it could be Kyle, like, dude, you're playing at such a high level. Like, we can use you next year. Like, you're playing that good right now. And it seems like you found another gear. I know it's still early, but it could be a real positive meeting because of how Malkin has played. And with Kyle Dubas, he just probably wants clarity of where Malkin stands, like where he stands emotionally, physically, his attitude, just getting a feel on him, and what might be probably the best opportunity when there's a break in the year for him to talk about it.
What do you think is a fair one-year offer to make to Malkin, to get him to come back and play at 40 next season?
I think it depends how many points he puts up this year,
Let's say he's a point-a-game guy and plays close to the whole season.
He's got 23-19
So let's
right
say
now.
He gets 85 Ooh. Points. 85 points, plays close to the full slate of games.
Probably $5 million, $5.5 million.
I would do that.
I would sign for that immediately.
100%.
He's still super fun to watch when he really gets going. He's
Man,
just,
that would be giving the Penguins a bargain, I feel like, TK.
It would be. On the open market, absolutely it would be.
Maybe hometown discount for how long he's been here.
TK, I got another one for you. This is also something that is, I think, in the last 2 days this now happened. Harrison Brunick is eligible to play in the AHL on a conditioning loan. Okay, so he could do that. That's an option. But Dan Muse, this is in the last half hour, on the plan or what's next for Brunick. Quote, we have a plan for him, and we've been working through that plan. There's on ice, there's off ice, there's video. There's a lot of things, too, that have gone on behind the scenes, which might not be as evident there, end quote. And then Brunick said, quote, right now it's obviously tough watching all the time, but it's my job just to show up and do the best I can, and my time will come. They have a plan for me, end quote. What do you think right now that plan is going to end up being this year for Brunick?
Well, I think they know they have to get him in games. So I think he's going to be sent down on a conditioning to get those games in. He'll probably go to juniors, right? Like the world juniors, to get even more games in. And I think they're going to probably like burn a year and let him play some games in the NHL, because we all know there's going to be injuries on that defensive core. You know, obviously we've been healthy, but they're going to give him time. I think the plan is to keep him up. When you think of the staff, and when they say they're doing video and all that extra, like, he's getting more attention and more everything up here compared to going back to where he played. He's just getting more development, better everything up here, and they know that, and that's why they're going to keep him up.
Tyler Kennedy, we'll talk again next week. We'll see you tomorrow on the afternoon show, and we'll never hear on the morning
midday
show.
Yes, the midday show. Yes.
See you, TK.
Boys, I'm actually golfing with Crowley tomorrow in the morning, but anyways.
You're golfing with Crowley?
Tomorrow morning.
I didn't even know he golfed. TK, I do golf. Me and you still have to make this happen.
Yeah, Chris actually likes you and vice versa. All right, see you, TK. Goodbye.
All right, boys. Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.